We're fine, Mom. We just left Dad. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. Checking in.
Zach's driving safe.
No, I know it's not that. But tell Zach not to get on the expressway.
Mom says don't get on the expressway. Oh, your firm was on the radio.
What? Why?
Something about a white supremacist?
Donald Pike.
Donald Pike. He got some witness killed.
Colin Sweeney?
No, it's some witness. They were saying that your firm's involved with the case.
Gotta go. It's cool.
We gotta go, Mom. Love you.
Okay, leave a note for me on the refrigerator if you go anywhere after school, okay?
I'm not ready.
You are. You're fine.
It's my first time in court.
I know, but it's not court. It's arbitration. It has a $35,000 cap. The opposing lawyers will most likely go through the motions. It's perfect to get your feet wet. So present your case solidly, confidently, and with as little fuss as possible. Okay?
Okay. Oh, I think that's the other attorney. She doesn't look too intimidating. Mrs. Florek.
Hello.
Martha, what a surprise.
So that's who you hired instead of me? Is she good?
She is.
Well, she sure is blonde. But pretty hair.
I'm glad to see you landed somewhere, Martha. Canning and Meyer seems like a perfect fit.
Yes, with 20% less salary. Because I thought I was going to be hired somewhere else.
I'm not here to offer you life lessons, Martha, but you're a little young to be holding a grudge.
You're right. You're not here to offer life lessons. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you. Do you know her?
I do. How confident do you feel about this case?
Pretty good.
Remember when I told you to just give a solid performance?
Yeah.
Forget it. Kick ass.
Your cell phone is ringing, Will. Salisha. Want me to give you some privacy?
Hello? I missed it. You know one thing I've always liked about you, Diane? You never play games.
You think I'm playing a game?
I think you need to stop mothering. I can take care of my life.
It's not your life when it impacts me. Your relationship with Alicia impacts me.
The state's attorney's office is no longer targeting drugs. It's targeting you.
I know. I heard Peter put Wendy Scott Carr in charge of the investigation.
Carrie and Dana Lodge are still involved, but they answer to her.
But Peter's still in charge, right?
I don't know.
I need to know it. I need to know how personal this is. If I made changes here, would the investigation go away?
If you stopped being close with Alicia, would that change things?
I don't want that question asked.
I'll find out.
Good. Anything we should worry about with this white supremacist killing witnesses?
Donnie Pike? No, we're fine.
No chance of retribution?
It's unlikely.
Good, thanks.
I need some access.
Really? You've been wanting a lot of access these days. Okay, well, I may need some access of my own, so I'll call you back.
Linda?
Yep, she said say hi.
No.
No.
The budget's too high.
It isn't, Peter. We've been very careful in analyzing how long this investigation will take, how much investigator time.
Uh-huh. And how long will it take?
1 year.
That sounds like you're losing your way.
Peter, I'm here because you asked me to be here. You were worried that if you supervised this investigation, you'd be tempted to go lightly on your wife's firm. I applaud that ethical foresight. Now, if I go easier on your wife's firm, I won't be fulfilling the task you've given me.
Yes, but your task is not to create a new task.
I'm looking into corruption at your wife's firm.
Wendy, Cook County, like the rest of the country, is going through a budget crisis. You guys are just going to have to live within your means. You've been given the steering wheel, but I still put the gas in the car.
We need a freelance investigator who's good and cheap.
They're already tied up.
What about Andrew Wiley?
Who's that?
Good freelancer. His wife's rich, so he doesn't need the money. He's a friend of yours, isn't he, Carrie?
He tends to go a bit free range, hard to control.
Kind of like me.
Not editorializing, just describing.
Oh, let's meet your friend.
Okay, was it Cicero who said, "Here I stand, a man"? Well, here we sit. Okay, you're all here because you've agreed to binding arbitration. And that means the decision of the arbitrator, and yes, we do say arbitrator, not arbiter, for those of you taking notes at home. The decision of the arbitrator, and that would be myself, is final. Are we all agreed on that?
Yes, Mr. Arbitrator.
Oh, my goodness gracious, you can sit back down. We don't need to be so formal. Was it Shaw? George Bernard Shaw said that formality is a not a good thing. So shall we call the first witness?
Pamela Raker. I'm a professor of English literature. Actually, I was a professor of English literature until I was fired in August.
And who fired you?
Mr. Daniel Clove, the provost here. He told me he needed to downsize, but then he hired and promoted another English professor.
And why do you believe...
Objection. Calls for speculation.
No. First objection of the day. And I'm going to sustain that.
Why were you fired?
Objection.
Again, calls for speculation.
And there's the second one. Also sustained.
Let's see. Just one second.
Take it step by step. What happened first?
What happened on the day before you were fired?
Mr. Clove made a physical advance toward me. I resisted. And the next day, I was fired.
Thank you. No further questions.
Miss Raker, hello. I'm sorry, this sexual advance sounds terrible. My gosh, what happened?
He reached for my shoulders, and I pushed him away.
And where was this? In a bedroom somewhere?
No, it was the staff lounge.
In the lounge? Really, alone?
No.
So, did someone call the cops?
No, they're used to it from Mr. Clove.
Because isn't it true that what you describe is Mr. Clove trying to massage your shoulders?
Yes.
And this is something Mr. Clove does good-naturedly to all professors?
Well, that doesn't make it right. It's unwanted attention. I resisted, and the next day, I was fired.
This is much ado about nothing. I'm a tactile person. If someone refuses and says no, I'd never do it again. I respect boundaries.
And you squeeze the shoulders of both men and women?
As an encouragement. It's not sexual.
And when Miss Raker asked you to stop, you stopped?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry I made her uncomfortable.
Thank you. No further questions.
Hit him hard.
You stopped, but then you fired her?
No, I fired her because she was receiving negative student evaluations. That had nothing to do with her refusing a shoulder squeeze. My God, I'm not an idiot.
But you told... I mean, Pamela says something differently, doesn't she?
Who's Pamela?
My client, Mr. Arbitrator.
Oh, yep. She sure is. Go ahead.
Mr. Arbitrator, could you ask the opposing counsel to refrain from her vocalizations?
What am I doing?
You are making scoffing and chuckling sounds to intimidate my co-counsel.
Really? I would think that Mrs. Florek's interruptions would be much more likely to disrupt her co-counsel than any sound.
Okay, ladies, we don't want to have a cat fight here. You can go ahead and answer the question.
What was the question?
Let's start again. Why did you tell Pamela, my client, that you were downsizing the department when in fact you hired someone to replace her the next day?
I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Nobody likes to hear they're getting negative reviews.
And did you hire someone who was happy to get your back?
Objection. Argumentative.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, sure. Yes, this faint.
Let me try again. When did you get these student evaluations?
Which student evaluations?
The ones you used as basis for firing my client.
I don't know. In August.
You're right. It was in August, 3 days after you fired her.
These are not the evaluations I was referring to. They were verbal from fellow teachers and students. They said that Ms. Raker was disruptive, argumentative, not up to her job.
And what were these arguments about, the arguments you referred to?
I don't know. Politics, for one. She's very vocal about her differences.
Her differences meaning she's Republican.
Objection! Relevance!
The relevance is that if our client was fired for her political views, there is no cap on the arbitration recovery.
How so?
Sexual harassment is included in the automatic arbitration cap dispute resolution, but there is no cap for civil rights violations, and to fire someone for their politics is a civil rights violation.
Anything?
Mr. Arbitrator, we asked for a recess to discuss with our witness.
Take all the time you want.
Good job. Now this will get interesting.
I may need your help.
I'll be right down.
Small hairline crack. Right here. I think there's a hole in your air duct insulation. I can hear a small hiss. I have perfect pitch. Did you know that? My parents wanted me to be a concert pianist.
I did not know that. My parents wanted me to be a senator.
I can see that.
So what are we up to in here, Eli?
Oh, I'm meeting with a new client, see? It appears I am no longer flavor of the month.
What do you plan to do about that?
I plan to sit here and study the ceiling.
Eli, do you notice all the lawyers out there rushing around? Do you ever wonder why they're so busy?
Because they got gumption?
Because they're not trying to go it alone. You've put too much pressure on yourself to bring in your own client base, Eli. You've pissed off Will to the point where he doesn't want to send you clients. David Lee is handling the divorce of a congresswoman.
Who?
I'm not going to tell you. Talk to him. I know you're used to going it alone, Eli. That's why you're in here. Alone. Make friends. Be nice to people. Don't try to do it all yourself.
Well, she tells us to check in and she's not even there.
It's fine. Just leave a message. She's probably in court.
Mrs. Warwick.
Mr. Canning.
I've missed you.
And I you.
So how are our children doing?
Playing nice.
Treating like Martha?
I liked her. If we hadn't hired Caitlin, it would have been her.
And Caitlin was what, just so irresistible?
Do you find that hard to believe?
Alicia, Caitlin was hired because she's David Lee's niece. I know how things work. I know how the game is played. Martha's a better hire, but like everything else at your firm, it's who you know, not what you do.
Oh, unlike your grand meritocracy.
I look like someone who judges books by covers. Now, Caitlin's a package, but Martha's a real deal.
Let's go in, see who's better.
Just so you know, there's a job for you at my firm.
Good to know.
I think my point was missed. I didn't say I laid off Ms. Raker because her politics were different than mine.
Her politics were irrelevant to your decision.
Of course. I run a tolerant workplace. In fact, she made everything political, intolerant. She argued with everyone.
And that is not a civil rights issue?
Not in my opinion, no. If a person is making it difficult for other people to work, it is within my purview.
Specifics help you here. The more specific, the better.
No further questions.
So, Mr. Clough, I'm confused. Did you fire our client because of the first reason, downsizing, or the second reason, the student evaluations that you didn't read, or the third reason, disrupting the workplace?
Maybe you do things for only one reason, miss. I tend to do things for many.
So, which reason was it?
The evaluations I heard from teachers and students, and what I mentioned. She was disruptive in the workplace.
Because she spoke about politics? What kind of politics?
The Tea Party line, anti-choice, things like that.
She spoke about abortion. She spoke against abortion?
Yes. She was reacting to something she'd seen on CNN about Roe v. Wade, that it's a genocide. She just went off.
The other teachers disagreed with her?
Objection calls for speculation.
I'm going to sustain that.
Did the other teachers complain about her?
Yes, but not because they disagreed with her. But because she was disruptive.
So there were some professors who agreed with her that abortion is genocide.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I make it a point not to ask. My workplace is politically neutral. I don't tolerate politics in the workplace.
So let's turn to her other political views. You mentioned the Tea Party line, things like that. What?
Oh, would you like me to slow down for you?
Well, that would be the sporting thing to do.
okay. You can tell Mr. Kenny. I'm done.
Andrew Wiley. Oh, no, no, you don't want me. Duty calls, buddy.
Provided the above does not conclude with an agreement between the parties resolving the dispute. The parties agree to submit the dispute to binding arbitration, and where the parties do not compile binding arbitration.
I understand you want to push this off as long as possible, but my client has pressing time issues that makes that
I think my point was politically neutral. I didn't say I prevented individual teacher activism.
But you fired Pamela because she disagreed with these political beliefs.
No. I fired Ms. Raker because she was disruptive at work.
But if she supported these positions, she wouldn't be disruptive.
I can't answer that. That's a hypothetical.
None of us can answer that. Mr. Arbitrator, this is an arbitration by facts, not imagined slights. And the facts are that it's within the provost's purview to fire Ms. Raker for causing a disruption in the workplace.
And if the disruption was merely because Pamela Raker was a Republican?
Well, notice he fired her because of the disruption and not the politics. There's no civil rights in fact.
Okay, thank you. Goodness gracious. The handlers have taken over.
Mr. Arbitrator, we ask that this complaint be dismissed.
And we ask the arbitrator's indulgence. We have further civil rights arguments, but we won't be able to present them until tomorrow.
Objection, Mr. Arbitrator. At a certain point, this arbitration must conclude.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you very much. Well observed. Well argued. Well played. And with that, we'll reconvene tomorrow.
Mr. Arbitrator, please.
Hold on. I will not shortchange justice, Mr. Canning. That's not going to happen. Not here. It means we'll be here all week if we have to be. So, adjournment.
Very smart. Arbitrators get paid by the hour. They love their recesses and tangents. What's next in the Nobel rights for life and liberty?
Good idea.
Yeah, your only problem is damages. All this effort, and she's still only out with a paycheck or two?
Hey, it's Caitlin. Yeah, do you have a minute? The problem we have is damages.
Oh! Nice pass, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, little
girl?
Give the ball.
Here. Thanks.
No problem.
You're Will Gardner, right?
I am. Do I?
Can just anybody join the game, or is he?
Sorry. Just all friends. Lawyers, judges, weekend warriors, you know. It's nice to meet you.
I'm not a lawyer, but I am a freelance investigator for Wendy Scott Carr. Does that help?
I'll be right back.
You guys have the wrong idea about this.
What's the right idea?
The right idea is friends are playing ball. This is not about work. It's about what happens after work.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Lawyers, judges, friends.
There's nothing criminal and social aspect.
You're right. See, the thing is, I've been looking into the Lockhart-Gardner cases for the past 3 years. It's kind of amazing. Really.
Why is that?
How many you win.
We're good?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. You've got like an 80% win rate. Angela, you're going to get really dizzy, often in front of some very, very friendly judges.
You have a problem with any individual case? Show me. I'll show you how we won.
Deal. Sabrina, no more apple juice. I have to go, but I will. I'll bring you some odd wins, and we'll discuss.
Sure. Anything for you guys in the state's attorney's office?
I told you.
Yeah? Eli, to what do I owe this honor?
Just making the rounds.
Rounds? What rounds?
Seeing how people work, what they do, being friendly.
Ah, well, sit down.
Would you like some scotch?
No.
Thank you.
Oh.
So. You want me to share the wealth? My clients, who would benefit you? Who I could introduce to you, if I were so inclined.
And how do I so incline you?
I don't know. I'm a mystery.
Okay, I'll have some scotch.
We go for the general concept of damage to reputation. Pamela couldn't get another job. Do you need something?
It's not the original email, but it's been quoted there and there.
Oh, this is fantastic. Glenda,
thanks.
Alicia, it's damaging.
I didn't know you were on this.
Oh, I asked her to. I called her yesterday.
If you need anything else, just give me a call.
Thanks, Glenda. She's nice. I just have a real problem with homophobes. Did you write that, sir?
I wrote that as a private email to one other person.
Yes, and that one other person was another provost of another school.
He asked my opinion of Miss Raker.
Your defamatory comment was discovered on a private website for college administrators, and that is why our client had difficulty getting a new job.
Excuse me. I'd love to share Caitlin's sense of outrage here, but Mr. Cole's comments were written in a private email, and they were not intended for wide distribution.
Yes, but it doesn't matter what was intended. He wrote an email that was widely distributed by the recipient. Legally, he is as responsible as if he distributed it himself.
Any questions, Mr. Canning?
Mr. Cole, what did Ms. Ranker say to you to elicit your offhand comment that she was a homophobe?
She said that gay people could be cured. And when I asked her why would they want to be, she said because what they did was disgusting. That's not an exact quote, but I think it's a pretty good paraphrase.
Mr. Arbitrator, not only is this not defamatory, Ms. Ranker's comments are hate speech, pure and simple. Not only was Mr. Clove within his rights to warn others of this hate speech, he was right to fire her.
I think some very good points are being made. And I think the best thing to do would be to adjourn.
The other professors were making fun of Rick Santorum for saying homosexual acts were like bestiality. I was defending him, that's all. I said his logic made sense to me.
You're a Christian, right?
I am. CRC, Christian Reformed.
Okay, we need to get you back on the stand tomorrow.
I got you the cheese account. You lost us the cheese account.
No, we all did that. The point is, I made the effort, I didn't have to.
See, that's your problem. You think of it as a favor. This is what we do. We share. I'm sharing. I'm here, sharing. You came in here throwing your weight around, not coming to staff meetings.
You want me to come to staff
meetings? I don't want anything. I'm explaining to you why you're not getting anything in return.
Okay, I will be more involved. There. Next.
Why is Peter investigating me?
I didn't know he was.
He is. You're still his political strategist, right? Is this for politics or something else?
I have no idea. Have you asked Alicia? I mean, because she works here, she might know.
I haven't told her. We didn't want to make it her business.
But it is her business. Isn't it? What's he investigating?
Corruption. There's nothing there. But if he's investigating me, it hurts the firm. It hurts you. That's what sharing is all about. Being a part of the firm, knowing that if I'm hurt, you're hurt.
I will see what I can find out.
Good. Thanks.
If anyone lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination. Let them be put to death.
So what's that?
Leviticus chapter 20.
What's this for, Kate?
Yeah, wrongful termination. Do you believe all this, Grace?
I don't know. Like, some of the Bible I get and some I don't.
Well, what about your Uncle Owen? He's gay?
I know, that's the part I don't get.
I guess I thought with your dancing and everything you'd moved on.
No. I can do both.
I'm sorry I missed your call yesterday.
It's okay. But Zach's pretty good driver. You don't have to worry.
I'm not. Or I am, but not about that.
What then?
Oh, I don't know. Something. I just have to shake it off.
Is it about Will? Zach said he met him in the office.
No. It's not about Will. Grace, I'm sorry. It's been so dark here. Are you good?
I just want to make sure that you are.
I am. I am. There's just too many distractions right now, that's all.
Get rid of them.
I will.
So you know him? Do I know the investigator Wiley?
Yeah,
I've met him. You think he's good?
Are you really asking me for references on a detective investigating my firm?
Yeah, is that inappropriate? Wiley thinks you guys buy your wins.
Really? Well, what else do you need?
You haven't slept with Carrie, have you?
You talk a lot about sex.
Oh, I find it interesting, don't you? Carrie talks about you during sex.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know what he says?
I think you want me to know what he says.
I could go either way.
Yeah, you could. You flirt with everyone.
It's a personal failing. We seem to share that.
No, we don't. When I flirt, I follow through.
If anyone lie with a man, as with a woman, both have committed an abomination. Leviticus 20:13. Do you believe that?
I do.
But even if you didn't want to believe it, you would have to believe it.
I'm a member of the Christian Reformed Church of North America. We believe the Bible is the authoritative word of God.
And so the speech that Mr. Clove referred to as homophobic was not hate speech. It was religiously based speech.
In fact, I'm appalled that Mr. Clove called me homophobic behind my back. If he asked, I would explain my biblical justification.
Thank you, Pamela.
Unfortunately, Mrs. Clark didn't read far enough. What's the next line of Leviticus? And those men who lie with men as they lie with women, the instruction is to kill them, isn't it?
That was an instruction promulgated by Moses for the Levites.
So it doesn't apply today. Because otherwise you should be out killing gay people, right?
To say that Jesus' love tempered the need for punishment doesn't change what is considered right and wrong.
Is Mr. Canning really trying to determine what is religiously based speech and what is not? The point is, Mr. Clove defamed our client as homophobic when clearly he knew it was religiously based speech.
Yes, Mr. Canning, I think that's right. I don't really think I'm here to sever any Gordian knots. The question is not what is religious. The question is, did Mr. Clove know that Pamela was religious? And with that question, I think we should take a short break.
The arbitrator sounds sympathetic towards us, doesn't he?
All right.
What?
Let's make a deal. She can't have her job back.
Then she'll need money. Because your client has made it difficult for her to get a job anywhere else.
You're coming to my firm, Alicia.
I am? When?
Eventually. Will Gardner and Diane Lockhart don't have children. I do.
And that matters why?
Well, they like their employees to work long hours because their work is their home. My home is my home. I love my home. I like my kids. You want to spend more time with your kids, you should be at my firm. You can work at home, you can telecommute.
I don't like your clientele, Mr. Canning.
That's right. My mean corporate clients, thank you. For 1%. Like Mr. Hamidi. Used to be worth $2 billion until he gave half to African AIDS research. Or Ms. Lonnie Janklow. Started her own company, takes trips to Bolivia to develop microfinance in third world countries. Of course, I know Donnie Pike.
We don't represent Donnie Pike.
That's right, you represent Colin Sweeney. Your phone's blinking.
Hello, Grace?
Hi, this is Grace. Leave a message.
What's wrong? Everything all right?
Zach, hi. Is Grace with you?
No. Why?
Well, she was trying to call me, and I was in a meeting.
Where is she?
At school, I think. Why?
Well, I thought she was going with you.
Yeah, she was. I had to stop by your office to work on your computer.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. Why? Mom, what's wrong?
She tried calling 12 times, and I didn't hear it then. Where would she be?
At home, I guess. She would take the L home.
Okay, I'll try her there.
Mom, she's fine. She'd probably just butt dial you.
Okay. Bye. I have to go.
Where are you going?
It's okay. I'll take a cab.
No, I have a driver. I'll take you.
No, it's really okay.
Lord, listen to me. I have a driver. I'll take you.
I'm going to the school. Zach, is there any... Zach, tell me the truth. Is there anyone she sees?
Mom, you're getting me worried. What's going on? No, no one. Okay, I'll wait here. You don't want me to... Got it. Your mom's freaking out.
What's your sister's cell number?
Yeah, Grace and I usually hang out after school, right here.
So, you didn't see her?
I did see her.
Where? Shannon, where?
Is Grace in trouble, Mrs. Florek?
Shannon, listen to me. I'm worried for my daughter, and I need to find her. So if you did see her, you need to help me find her.
I saw her get into a car with a man. I'm sorry, I thought he was supposed to pick her up. I would have said something.
What did he look like?
I don't know, he walked her to his car.
Was he tall?
Yeah, sort of.
Did they seem to know each other?
I don't know, I'm sorry.
Peter Florek.
Peter, did you pick up Grace?
Did I? No.
Why?
What's the matter?
Peter, I can't get hold of her. I tried her cell. She called me 12 times.
Where are you?
I'm at school. Her friend said she saw her get in a car with a man.
What man?
I don't know.
Hold on. Carrie, get me Chief McCarthy in the next room right away. He's in a budget meeting.
Peter, you know we've been involved with the Donnie Pike case.
I know, and it's not that.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Alicia, listen to me. There's no reason for him to go there. Now take a breath.
Is Grace's friend next to you? Let me speak to him.
Shannon, it's my husband. Please, can you...
Hello?
No, please. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen.
What is that?
Did your sister know anyone at Englewood?
Southside, no. Why?
So she'd have no reason to go there?
Is that where her cell phone is?
Oh, her cell phone is dead. That's the last known location. Does your sister do drugs?
No.
Zach, listen to me. If you're hiding something, you need to tell me.
I'm not. She doesn't use drugs.
Okay.
Come in. You got an aunt?
No.
What's wrong?
What?
I told her to leave a note on the refrigerator. Can your driver take me to my apartment?
Sure.
You know, your usual procedure is to wait 24 hours before declaring a missing person. That's not happening here. This is my daughter. You're going to have to start right now. Her friend is waiting at school. I need you to get a sketch artist there right now. Can't go.
I don't know.
All right, just pause for a second. Take a deep breath. You all right? Now, what did Grace and you talk about? You ever talk about any guys?
No, no one.
No one she wants to see? No one she even mentioned once?
No, she's not interested in any of that.
All right, and does she talk to anyone online?
Thank you.
not at my place. I thought she might be here.
Angry?
I don't know.
I was only gone an hour. And I didn't call her 12 times. The phone was in my back pocket. I butt called her. Aren't you coming?
No.
But my mom will want to thank you.
I'm fine.
Should I tell her that you found me?
No.
Okay. Thanks for the ride.
Commitment. What do you think of commitment?
I think it's something people do.
I saw Alicia with her daughter and I thought, maybe I can do that. You don't think I can?
No, I think you can do what you want. What do you want?
Something more than work.
Kids?
Life getting ahead. Sometimes I can't figure out why.
Do you know what Alicia wants?
No. But Alex, if you don't know something, ask, right?
Mr. Arbitrator, before we begin, I need to present an exhibit.
Certainly. What do you have for me, Mr. Canning?
It's an email from Pamela Raker to her sister before she was let go. It just came in my possession. If I may, sis, I know I'm not supposed to hide my light under a bushel, but at this job I have to. My views get me into enough shouting matches as it is. If they knew I was a testifying Christian, I'd never get ahead.
Objection, Mr. Arbitrator. Where did Mr. Canning obtain this email?
Does it matter? If Miss Raker actively hid her beliefs, then Mr. Clove had no way of knowing she was, in fact, religious. And you're correct. That is really what's at stake here.
Anything?
Seriously?
Yes, Mrs. Ford?
I was waiting for my daughter to come home, and you took that moment to steal into my bag?
No.
You took advantage of my situation.
I did not. I'm a parent, as are you. I would never do anything like that.
Oh, come on, Mr. Canning. Then how did you get a copy of that email?
I waited till your daughter was safe.
And then look at your bag.
Are you serious?
Yes, if your daughter hadn't returned home, I wouldn't have looked. I'm not a monster. I still want you to come work for our firm. Alicia, you had a bad day today. You got beat. I know you think we're cutthroat, and I guess we are. But you'll always be home in time to see your kids. And ask them to think about it. So don't answer me now, just think about it. But kids need their parents.
You did the right thing.